Taken thus part thus far in the service. Amen. I just felt the breeze. Does anybody feel that? It feels good under here. Amen. And out there, it feels good. It's not too bad yet. Amen. God is good. And how many know, I think it was Reverend Powell used to say, he's a stronghold. Jesus, that is, in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. He's my stronghold. He's my rock. He's my shelter. He's the very air that we breathe. He's my life and he's my strength. Amen. And if you know that Jesus is real to you personally, let's just give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Thank God for who he is. Thank God. Amen. Just want to let you know the pantry will be open from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Forgot that announcement. Amen. Thank God for the men that sing. Thank God for our musicians. Thank God for our ministers, Minister Tober, Minister Williams. Amen. Thank God for everybody. Everybody, Deacon Wright, those working videos. We can't thank you enough. Amen to all those that helped out wherever, even Joe, making sure the grounds is decent. Amen. Thank God for Taffy. Everybody that helps out here. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you could turn your attention to 2 Chronicles. We were in Chronicles last week. And guess what, y'all? We're back in Chronicles again this week. 2 Chronicles in the 18th chapter. Beginning at the first verse. 2 Chronicles, 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Amen. It's a lot of reading. Not going to try to preach all this, but we do want to read to get the context, to get the full context of what was going on here in this passage. And it says, verse 1, now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after that certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, the king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, "Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead?" And he answered him, and this is what Jehoshaphat said, "I am as thou art, and my people as thou art, and we will be with thee in war." And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, "Inquire, I pray." He said, "Pray, get some wise counsel and the word of the Lord at the word of the Lord today." Therefore, the king of Israel, Ahab, gathered together the prophets, 450 men, and said unto them, "Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And they said, "Go up, for God will deliver it unto the king's hand." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there anybody else? Is there another prophet out here? Everybody just want to agree with you. Amen. Besides, that we might inquire of him." And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. For he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, his name is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." Amen. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, "Quickly, Micaiah, go get Micaiah, the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, they sat either of them on their throne. They put on their robes, they put on their stuff, and they sat in a void place. Amen? And at the entering in the gate, that's the threshing floor that they sat in, of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, had made him horns of iron. They did a little demonstration in front of the king and said, "Thus saith the Lord." They were speaking for God. "With these that should push Syria, with they to be consumed." And all the prophets prophesied, say, "Let's go. We can go and take Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto your hand." And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, "Listen, all those prophets have told the king we can go. We want you to say the same thing." Amen. "And declare good to the king with one assent, with one accord. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good." And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that is what I will speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, sarcastically, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure you to say nothing? You say nothing but truth to me in the name of the Lord. Then he said, I did see all Israel, this is Micaiah, they were scattered upon the mountains as sheep having no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good to me, but evil? Again, he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing at his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, the king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake, saying after another manner. Then there came out of the spirit, out a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. And the Lord, and said unto him, wherewith? How? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt prevail to go out, even do and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouths of all these prophets, and the Lord hath spoke evil against thee. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, came near and smote Micaiah. He punched him in the face, punched him in the cheek for telling the truth. And Micaiah, in verse 24, said, behold, shalt see on the day when thou shalt go into your inner chamber to hide yourself. Because what Ahab did, he disguised himself because he was afraid that the truth was being spoken through the prophet Micaiah. Then the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon and the governor of the city of Joash, the king's son. And they say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with the bread of affliction and water of affliction until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou certainly return in peace, then have not the Lord spoken by me, then I'm not the prophet of God. And he said, hearken, all you people. Amen. And we know the rest of this passage. If you get time, read the rest of this chapter. Because Ahab went out. He disregarded the word of the prophet, true prophet. And he went out on his own. It says in 31, and it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, he disguised Jehoshaphat to make him look like the king, right? And he said, and they were after them, and he said, is that the king of Israel? Therefore they compassed him to fight him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, means at random. He just shot a bow up into the air. Amen? And the bow came back down to the earth and landed between the joints and the harness inside this chamber. Therefore, he said to this chariot man, turn thine hand, thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit, the king of Israel, Ahab, stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until even about the time of the sun going down. And the Bible, the word of God, says he died. Amen. He died. And if I had given this a focal text, it would be verse 13. And it says, whatever my God, even what my God saith, that will I speak. Amen. If I could give this a title, Lord knows I ain't going to try to preach all this. It would be, you can't go around the word of God. You can't go around the word of God. Let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength belongs to you. We thank you, oh God, because you are awesome. You're high, you're holy, oh God. And there's none that can compare to you. God, we thank you. Because you said in that day that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the books will be opened up, and everybody, every man will be judged according to their deeds. That judgment is your word. Because you said in your word that you honor your word, even above your very name. You said in your word that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will stand forever. God, it's not what we think. It's not about what we feel. It's not about what everybody else is doing. You said the steps of a good man or a woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Father, we pray, oh God, that you order our steps and according to your word. God, that you will have your way, that you will sink this message deep into the heart of the listener, of those that are hearing, oh God. God, that your word will deal with, oh God, just the opposition in all of us, oh God, that tries to come against who you are. Father God, we pray that you set the very atmosphere under this tent, in our cars, and even those listening online. God, that you will speak expressively, that you will speak intentionally to us and what you have to say. Crucify my very flesh. Hide me behind your cross. God, we thank you, oh God, because it's not by my power, it's not by our might, but moved by your spirit. For it's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. Can't go around the word of God. And I thank God because I can't take credit for that title. Amen. My grandmother Wright, that was a song she used to sing. Any of us know it in the church, we used to sing it in the church. Song says you can't go around the word of God. The word is too high, you can't go over it. The word is too wide, you can't go around it. Amen. She will go on and on and on again. The word saved me. Amen. The word, you can't go around the word of God. This used to sing as a song part like, I done and tried, I done and tried. Because we can all attest that we've all tried to go around the word of God. But I'm here to let you know, men have tried to go around the word. And there's some men that think they're getting away with going around the word. But I'm here to tell you, in the end, you will be tried by this very word. Amen? Because the Bible says your sins will find you out. So we thank God for this text. We thank God for Jehoshaphat and just what the Lord is saying to us today. And Ahab tried to do the most. Man, he tried to do the most in evading and going around the word of God. And people will go through life and find people and friends and prophets that will agree with them. People are good at it. It's in our nature to find people that will agree with us and tell us what we want to hear. Amen? Find our family or friends or co-workers, whoever, to tell us what we want to hear. And what we want to hear sometimes ain't always good for us. Amen? Amen. What we want to hear sometimes ain't always the truth. Amen. Amen. We need to know the truth, and it's the word that will show you the truth. Amen. Ahab tried to rewrite the script of God. And that's what we do. We try to rewrite the script of God. We try to set our own destiny. We try to set our own course. We try to set and impose our will. And what we do is we end up bucking. Amen. We end up bucking God's will for our life. How many know Psalms 91:1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Amen. That's what we do. And Ahab had Jehoshaphat dress up as the king to put the enemy off his trail. Here he made a pact with Jehoshaphat to use Jehoshaphat. Amen. So he could get what he wanted. Amen. Out of his own flesh. And Ahab tried to disguise himself and hide out in a concealed carriage. But the word of God found him out. Man, and how many know the Bible says in Numbers 32:23, it says, "Behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure, because your sins will find you out." 2 Chronicles 18:9 in our text, "And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, they sat, either of them, on the throne, and they dressed up and clothed themselves in robes in the threshing floor or a void place, and the prophets prophesied before them." Amen. The prophets kissed up to them, and they told them all the sweet nothings, what they wanted to hear. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, he made himself horns. He put on a demonstration. You know, and y'all know when we really are opposing the will of God and the word of God, we'll be extra, amen. And we'll go overboard to try to convince ourselves that we're going the right way, amen. And I can see all these 450 prophets. Amen. All high-fiving one another, say, "Yeah, we got it. We got it. We can go. We can take them." Amen. And know good and well that they won't go fight anybody. Amen. But, and you would think Ahab by now would have learned his lesson. When he seen Elijah on Mount Carmel go up and go against 450 prophets of Baal. Amen. And Elijah went and did everything according to the word of God. And the Bible says, he says, "I've done all these things at thy word." And the Bible says that fire came down and consumed the sacrifice. Amen. And that's where the Lord just broke my heart this morning. To what my God said, that will I speak. Amen. Can't go around the word of God. Amen. And even with this, Chenaiah had made him horns, verse 10, of iron, and said, "Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord." Y'all know, we got to be careful. When we say the Lord told us something, amen, and the Lord didn't say it, and we use God's name in vain, we got to be careful. And that's why our parents used to tell us, "Don't be swearing. It ain't good to swear." We say, "I swear to God," and all this stuff. Amen. I know we can say that sometimes, but when we say the Lord is speaking, and this is what the Lord told me to say, now thank God for Minister Tolkien, who's here. We had that conversation just talking about the word of God, and there's so many people that will say, "This is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord showed me," and really, it's what their flesh showed them. It's what they want, and it's not really what the Lord wants. So we got to be careful, even as believers, not to go quoting the name of the Lord. Amen. God, the God that we serve is a jealous God. The God that we sing, amen, yes, he's a God of love. Yes, he's a God of grace. Yes, he's a God of mercy. Amen. But guess what, y'all? He's also a God of wrath. Amen. He's a God. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. That whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. Amen. And I thank God, for there was one, Micaiah, that stood on the word of God. There was one. When everybody else was saying, y'all need to do it like this. You need to do it like this. This is what they're doing. This is what I think. This is what I feel. There's one that said, no, this is what the Lord God is saying. Amen. He said, and Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God said, 13, that will I speak. Amen. And so, y'all, I pray not to be in front of you long. I pray that we get done. We're out of here by 12 o'clock. But guess what? The first point is we need to know the word must order our steps. That's the first point. Amen. The word of God must order our steps. People can't order our steps. How we feel can't order our steps. The crowd and what everybody else is doing. Amen. There's a storm out over the ocean. Seriously, I know it's a song. And guess what? It's moving this old way. And guess what, y'all? Our souls have to be anchored in the word of God. Amen. Amen. People can't order our steps. How we feel, what we think, what they say can't order our steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he will not utterly what? Be destroyed. Amen. All 450 prophets said, go to battle, for the Lord shall deliver it into your hand. Everybody's going this way. Everybody's doing this way. We are not called, CBC, to do what everybody else is doing. We are not called to look like everybody else. We are not called to act like everybody else. Amen. That's why we are out here under this tent. Amen. Because we got to be obedient to what the Lord is saying. And we prayed and sought the Lord. Amen. And I want to say, listen, we got to be careful, y'all. Even in this time, I know the COVID. And I know we must social distance. And that's what we got to do. But there's also a spirit of fear that has come into the church. And there's so many saying, even when the church do open back up, I'm not going back to church. Amen? Because I can just watch it online. And what I'm telling you is, watching it online is not the same thing as coming together. Amen? Amen? You can have your computer up. You can be watching the preacher preach. You can have your TV up and all these things going down here in your pajamas, still eating a bowl of cereal, multitasking, doing all these other things. Amen? And I'm telling you, y'all, we must be obedient to the Lord, to the word of God. There's so many that's going to come through this. When God breaks us, when God delivers us out of this corona, amen, that if we're not obedient, if we're not careful to listen to the voice of God, if we're not careful to get in our word, if we're not careful to be creative. Listen, I'm not trying to sell a pitch. Amen. I like doing it online and being in church. Amen. But God didn't lead us that way. He led us out here for a reason. And I want to challenge other pastors and other preachers and other churches that be creative. Amen. If you got to go rent out Pathmark and get the parking lot. Amen. Be creative. Come together. Put on your mask. Social distance. Spread out. Get the hand sanitizer. But God's people should still find a way to still come together. The Bible says, forsake not yourself the assembling of the saints. We're not called to do what everybody else is doing. Amen. And in this text, Ahab persuaded Jehoshaphat. And in verse 2, and Ahab killed sheep, he killed oxen for Jehoshaphat and the people, and persuaded him to go up to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab knew Jehoshaphat was a man of God. Amen. And I want to say, we can't let people hide their sin under our righteous covering. Amen. And guess what? God had to show me that. Amen. You watch and be careful who comes up to you and butters you up and tell you how good you are. how wonderful you are, how nice and sweet you are. Amen. They might be trying to get something for themselves. Amen. Now, I remember one time I had a friend back in the day. I was probably like 18. He had a car and I was walking. He picked me up. And I got in the car. He said, man, you want to ride? Come on, come on. He literally begged me to get in the car with him. Come to find out, the car was stolen. The car was a baser car. Amen. But he knew me. He knew what we were about. Amen. And everybody knew who my father was. Amen. But if I can get Randy Wright in the car with me, I'll be all right. Amen. And guess what? I should have known something. When he went to stop the car, he was pulling up the emergency brake. Car didn't even have no brakes left. Amen. And I want to say this to young people. Amen. Watch the people. Watch the company you keep. Watch the people you roll with. Watch the people you hang with. Because guess what? The devil is cunning. He's smart. He knows you're walking uprightly. He knows you're walking in integrity. And guess what? If he can persuade you to get with somebody else that want to pull you back down, amen, young people, we got to watch the company you keep. Amen. And Ahab knew Jehoshaphat was a man of God. Amen. In 2 Chronicles 8:13, when Micaiah said, the Lord liveth, whatever he speak, that will I speak. That will I speak shows that the word was absolute in his life. When he said, that will I speak, that shows the word was priority in his life. Amen. We got to know, in the beginning was the word was with God. And the word was God. And all we have, when you really look at it, when you really think about it, at the end of the day, all we have is the word of God. And listen, when I get before judgment, my wife, I thank God for my wife, she ain't going to be there to stand with me. Amen. None of you all are going to be there to stand with me. I will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. And it's the word of God that's going to judge my life in a flash. And only what you do for Jesus Christ is going to last. We got to live by this word. Amen. We got to walk by this word. We've got to talk by this word. And we've got to hide the word on the inside. We've got to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that's able to save our soul. Amen. And that's the second point, is that there's nothing above the obedience to the word of God. There's nothing above our obedience, that's the point, to the word of God. There's nothing above that. And you know, seems like every message I preach, or every Bible study, we end up going back to this word, obedience. And I guess that's just the theme for the year, amen? It's our obedience that makes the difference. It's our obedience that pulls down strongholds. It's our obedience. We can quote it frontwards and backwards. We can tote it and beat people up with the Bible. But it's our obedience that makes the difference in our lives, amen? It's our obedience that makes the difference in our life. And I want to let y'all know, there's nothing higher than our obedience to the word of God. Amen. There's nothing higher. And listen, and when you look at the cross of Jesus Christ, there was only one thing higher than the cross. You think about the cross. The cross is where Jesus died. Amen? The cross is where he atoned for my sins. The cross is where our sin debt was dumped out on him. And he was the propitiation for our sins. Amen? He was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. It got dark. Why? while he was on the cross. Thief on one side, another thief on the other side. And he told the one thief that accepted him, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen. We're going to get back to the text. But when you look at the weight of the world was on the cross and on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. And when you look at the cross and the magnitude of the cross and what Christ did, the blood that was shed, that we're not redeemed with corruptible things, but it's the precious blood of Jesus where he redeemed us and where he saved us. I'll never know why he loved us. I'll never know why he sacrificed his life. But when you think about the cross and what he did, amen, that to know that there's one thing higher than the cross, and that's his obedience. Amen. Because his obedience to go to the cross was the absolute thing. Y'all write that down. Jesus Christ's obedience to go to the cross was the absolute thing. And it's our obedience to the word. Guess what, y'all? That's our absolute thing. And we find Jesus Christ when he wrestled in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. He wrestled. Then he went a little further, fell on his face. Disciples fell asleep on him. And the Bible says he prayed 3 times. Amen. That, Father, if there's any other way possible, I can do this. And the Father, amen, did not answer. But I believe in that wrestling match, in that Garden of Gethsemane, where the Bible says his sweat was blood was as drops of sweat, or sweat was as drops of blood, is where Jesus came to the conclusion. He said, let not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. Y'all say amen. Amen. And it's at that point where Christ, Jesus Christ, God himself, the very written word of God, the very authority in totality, if he could wrestle and pray and agonize, he just didn't hit an easy button and just go to the cross and say, I'm going to the cross. No! He said, if it be thy will, let not my will, but thine will be done. So his obedience was the absolute thing, even higher than the cross. Because he could have died another way. But when he settled that, sometimes with the word of God, we got to settle that. And I know, I remember the Lord just dealing with me. Dealing with me. Amen. In prayer. On somebody that I need to pick the phone up and apologize. And I wrestled with God. And I sought it out with God. Just like Jesus wrestled in the garden. Just like Jacob wrestled with the Lord. Just like Paul wrestled with the thorn. There's some battles in our life that sometimes we just got to wrestle with. Amen. And we got to rely on the word. And we got to depend on prayer. Get on our knees and stay there till that thing is gone. Amen. And I'm telling you, as I got on my knees and I felt the presence of God and the power of God, I could feel something click in my heart. And there it was done. There to my heart was the blood of pride. There to my heart was a decision made. There to my heart, when he broke my heart to the word on my knees. Then when I got up off my knees, guess what? Picking up the phone to call this person ain't here, amen, to call this person and apologize to them was downhill, amen, because I had sought it out with the word of God, amen. And I'm telling you, when you know that you know that you know that you've wrestled with the word and you've wrestled with the Lord, and you can wrestle with the word because you know why? You can't separate Jesus Christ from the word. And you can't separate the word from Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other freer feeling to know when God deals with the hang-ups in your life. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Here, that second point, there's nothing above the obedience to the word of God. There's nothing higher. There was only one thing higher than the cross. Amen? His obedience to the cross was the pinnacle. I can quote this whole Bible front and back. Our application of the word is when we apply the word, y'all, that builds righteousness. When we apply the word, it builds holiness. When we apply the word, guess what? It builds favor. It builds blessings in our lives. It builds the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And guess what, y'all? When we obey the word, guess what? The hang-up is gone. The awe is gone. Where those things in the second heaven, because really those oughts are in my heart. And when the oughts are gone in my heart, guess what? The oughts will be gone in the second heaven. I know somebody don't understand that. Amen. Just log on to Bible study. Amen. We're dealing with it. Amen. Because the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're what? Mighty through God to the what? Pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And casting down every high thing that exalts itself. There's some things in me. There can be some places in you that exalt itself against the obedience of God. Amen. Our application of the word builds righteousness, holiness, blessing. It builds the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Amen. And listen, and when God shows up, guess what? He shows out. And so I got a sub-point to that point. And the word is, we got to obey, get out of the way, and watch God work. Amen. Amen. That's what Micaiah did. We got to obey, get out of the way, and watch God work. And I thank God, man, for Tuesday. We were out in Venus and Ashby. We were out in the street. Thank God, boy, I'm telling y'all, I had the roughest day that day. It seemed like everything was telling me, nah, we don't need to go out. Amen. I had 400 prophets in me, in my flesh, telling me every reason why I should pick up this phone, send out a text, and cancel this street ministry. Amen. But, and guess what? And even while we were setting up, couldn't set up right, things was wrong. And we looked up in the sky and looked at Jake and looked at Brother Norman and Deacon Wright, and the sky was cloudy and black. Amen. And you know what? We said, well, by now, we should know. We should know. Listen, and I'm telling you, y'all, it was a blessing. Yeah. Being out there on that street, yeah. And I'm telling you, the presence of the Most High God, yeah, showed up out there, yeah, like you would not believe. And it wasn't the preaching. It wasn't so much the praying. Yeah. But it's our obedience to do what God said to do. To go where he says go. And you know what was so amazing? We weren't even worried about the people on the street. Some of them left. But it was more about the fellowship with the brother. Amen. And from the time Brother Jake got up and he sung a song, I forget what the song was in the very beginning. I looked at Minister Williams, it was like the song just started radiating. And it was like the song went out with power. The preaching went out with power. The prayer went out with power. And it was like we all sat back and we watched God work out there. Amen. And guess what? We didn't feel like going. But God didn't ask us about what we feel. God didn't ask us about what we think. He says, go and do, and I will be with you. Amen. I will never leave you. Amen. Obey my will and obey my word. And I'm telling you, like, it started getting dark, and brothers just didn't want to go home. And there's a preacher around the corner that came over. We just started talking about the word of God, the promises of God, the fullness of God. And we began to get excited all by ourselves. And then there were souls that came to Christ that were right out there with us. Listen, community, it's not about us. But it's all about Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 He spoke the word. Whatever my God speaks, that will I say. And there is no speaking the word without living the word. Right. Bible says, I believe in Psalm 19, says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. It's not what comes out of your mouth, but is your heart been broken to the word of God? Is your heart been meditating on the word of God? Amen. Our service, preaching, praying, singing, ushering, I don't care what you do, it must come out of an obedient heart. Amen. And when you look at sometimes, the enemy wants to throw salt in your game. Sometimes the enemy, he wants to throw long blocks or persecution, tribulation, trials. Man, he wants to tell you every excuse for why you can't obey. Amen? And look at what Micaiah had to endure. Amen? While he still held fast to the word of God. Verse 12, here in our text, the messengers tried to get him to compromise. Amen? Verse 23 of our text, amen, Zedekiah punched him in the face when he would not compromise. Verse 26, they put him in prison to feed him bread and water and of affliction. But he held true to God's word. Amen? And I want to encourage everybody this morning, be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, that God will take care of you. Amen? I'm a witness and I know. Amen? When you know that you know that you know that God is working on the inside. Something on the inside. Working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And see, when you see the words of the prophet Ahab and how when Jehoshaphat challenged him and said, there must be another prophet. Y'all know what he said? He said, yeah, there's one more, but I hate him. Hate him is a mean word, ain't it? He said, I hate him. And y'all know what? Ahab is a representative of our flesh. Y'all know why? Because my flesh hates the word. Amen? Our flesh hates the word. And the word is a revealer of our hearts. Amen? The fact that he said, I hate him, reveals the true condition of our heart. Man, this shows Ahab's heart, him and Jezebel. They hated Elijah, and they hate the truth. The Bible says, our flesh is enmity against the Lord, against the word of God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Our flesh is opposition to the truth of God's word. So that wall of opposition must be broken. Amen. The wall of opposition in Ahab had to be broken. And when that wall's not broken, guess what? We turn ourselves over to the judgment of God. Amen. We got to know. We got to hold true to God's word. We got to know that the word of God is the very embodiment of Jesus Christ. It's the Logos word. The word of God is the very essence, the very eternality. It's the very explanation, the centrality of God. It's the word of God. Psalms 47 says where Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. The verse 8 says, I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, the law is written within me. Jesus was the very word of God. He was God. But guess what? He fulfilled the very authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so when we talk about the word is a revealer of our heart. It's the word that must search us. It's the word that must find us out. Amen. And here in our text, we find that when they didn't go along with the prophets, when Micaiah didn't go along with the prophets of Baal, verse 13, it says, and Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what my God said, that will I speak. And then verse 16 says, and he said, I did see all Israel scattered on the mountain, without a shepherd. The Lord said, these that have no master, let him turn therefore every man to his own house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he will not prophesy good to me? And again he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing at his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, the king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? Amen. Then there came out of the spirit that stood before the Lord. He said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? How are you going to entice him? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets. Amen. And there's one word that reminds me, and that's this word, defiance. He was defiant to the Lord and to what he had to say. Amen. And for that reason, the Bible says, God can clearly show you that road you are going down. He can show you the destruction that you are headed for. But there's something in man that still wants to choose that road. Amen. Y'all know why? Because our flesh wants what it wants. Man would rather, we're living in a time where man would rather believe a lie instead of the truth. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that the word of God is clearly seen. For this cause, God shall send a strong delusion. And the Lord told Ahab exactly what was going to happen. And as a result of the lying false prophets and the deceit and the defiance that was in Ahab's heart, God allowed this lying spirit to prevail. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves, amen, having teachers, having itchy ears, and they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned into fables. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, says, for the invisible things of God are clearly seen, so we are out without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but they became vain in their imaginations, and in their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible says in Romans 1:23, and God changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, birds and beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Amen. You can't go around the word. The word of God is too high. You can't go over. The word of God is too low. You can't go around. The Bible says, be not deceived, that God is not mine. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the word of God. He's the very explanation of the word of God. At the end of the day, amen, you got to know that you know that you know that you've been wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in his word. And I'm telling you, when you meditate on the word, the Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he what? Meditate. How? Day and night. And he shall be like a tree. That's what? Planted by the river of the water. I'm so glad that this word is so personal. I'm so glad that I know that I know that I know. When you meditate on this word, the word of God is like a heat-seeking missile. It can show you yourselves. The word of God is like a mirror to show you how you really look. Don't worry about who's on the left. Don't worry about who's on the right. Don't worry about who's talking about you. Don't worry about CNN, Fox News, all these other things. When you know that it's personal, that God has dealt with the rough places in your life, that he's dealt with the crooked places in your life, when he's dealt with the hills and the highways in your life, the spirit of oppression, the spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of doubt, doom and gloom, it's the word of God. We gotta know that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of this power is not of God, but it's of Jesus Christ. We're troubled on every side without the treasure. We're oppressed but not in despair, persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Y'all know why? We're winning, amen? We got to know we've got the victory. We got to know that God has us anchored, rooted, and grounded in his word. It's about his word. We got to know. We got to know. Amen. That it's all about his word. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's all about Jesus Christ. Here, Zedekiah, or Ahab, tried to disguise himself. Amen? He tried to hide himself. He tried to get everybody, all the false prophets, to tell him what he wanted to hear. Amen? But guess what, church? We can't go around the word of God. The word is too high. We can't go over it. The word is too wide. We can't go around it. Amen. It's the word that we must go through to gain eternal life. Amen. We got to know. And listen, and y'all know why it's so important to hide this word in your heart. The Bible says, we listen, in the face of compromise, in the face of a nation that's lost its mind, y'all, we've got to hide the word. We've got to receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that's able to save our souls. Amen. Y'all know why? Because you can't separate Christ. He builds his life in you through his word. The Bible says, how can a young man what? Cleanse his ways. By doing what? Taking heed. How? To the word of God. Listen, when Jesus spoke at the tomb of Lazarus, he said, where did y'all lay him? They took him to the tomb. They opened it up. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. The word went beyond the grave. That's the word. Lazarus was probably standing there talking to Elijah and Moses. And the word called his name. Lazarus came out that grave, bound hand and foot with a napkin on his face. And Jesus said, loose him. Set him free. There was a verse in that song when I say we can't go around the word saved me. Bible says in Romans chapter 10, how can we be saved? Do we have to go back up to pull God down? Do we have to go to the dead to bring them back up from the grave again? The Bible says the word is nigh thee. It's the word that saves us. It's the word that comes in on the inside. It's the same word that Ezekiel said, can these bones live? God said, speak my word. And the bones came together. Because the word of God, no man will know where it goes. New men know where it blows. But it's the word. Hide the word. Love the word. Obey the word. It's about the word. Amen. And if there's somebody here as we stand to our feet that does not know Jesus Christ, in the pardon of their sins, and you want to get to know this Jesus, you can accept him right now. The word's got to confront some things in our lives. Amen. And guess what, y'all? I don't have the power to try to beat anybody up with the word. I don't have that power. But when, y'all, when we reject the word, when we say, man, we don't need, because we talk about brokenness, right? You got to be broken. Your heart's got to be broken. That the word can come in and deal with your heart. When we reject the word and we say, see, it's easy to play church and go through the motions of having church. Right? And the word is on a surface. It's not in our heart. It's on the surface of our heart. Amen? But when we're broken, seriously, through our death, and the word can get in there. And the first thing the word's got to do is show you you. I'm telling you, there's no freedom. There's no love. There's no joy. There's no unforgiveness. And as the word of God is a mirror to show us how we really look, we got to say, ouch. Amen. And guess what? We got to confess. And we got to repent. You can't separate Jesus Christ from his word. And from his word in Jesus Christ. Let it search you. Let it work on you. Let it dwell in you. Let it permeate. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And what his word does, when you agree, Lord, I've sinned. There's some dark places in my life. There's some hate in my life. There's some unforgiveness. There's some cheating. There's some lust. There's some whatever it could be. We can confess and repent because his love is right there. God did not come into the world to condemn the world. But he came that the world through him might be saved. I know I went all over the place. I know. Y'all just pray for me. Amen. The word's got to come in. And it's the word that's got to do it. And when he deals with me, Jesus said the word is like a wheel in the middle of a wind. Jeremiah said it. Felt like fire. Shut up in my mouth. You got to know. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That is the word. Amen. Are you in love with Jesus Christ? You can't be in love with Jesus Christ and not have a daily relationship with the word. Are you in love? Just give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Boy, this is going to be a marathon message. Amen. God is trying to get at something right now. Amen. But it's all right. It's all right. We got to know. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness where? In high places. Those places ain't out there. They are out there, but they're also in us. And if there's somebody here and you think some things just ain't right in your heart, you can call me. Nobody got to see you on camera. You can stand right over there. You want to give your heart to Jesus Christ, you can come and stand right over there. Is there one? Is there one? Praise. praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, Jesus, blessed Savior. Will one come for prayer? Just stand right over there under the tent. Praise him. Father God, we thank you just for who you are, to know that you are God all by yourself, and besides you there is none other. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that even as we already read, as the Lord speaketh, that will we say. As the Lord speaketh, that will we live. God, help us remove even the pride in my own heart. Search our hearts, and whatever you find in us that's not right, that's not like you, oh God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you have your way. We pray, oh God, that you loose our shackles, that you loose our chain, God, that we will be the people that you've called and created for us to be. God, we love you, we bless you, and we praise you. Even those that have come for prayer, oh God, we pray for them. God, you know their need. You know what's going on in their hearts. We pray, oh God, right now that you just have your way. Father, search us to the core. Show us areas where we're weak. Show us areas, oh God, where we've come short. God, that you will continue to go with us and cover us. God, we pray that, Lord, even if there was something was said today that speaks to us, God, that you will not let us rest until we deal with it. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. God, that we will be the people, that we will be the vessels, oh God, that you called and created for us to be. Father, even our children, our babies, oh God, our fathers, our men, our homes, our houses, we pray your covering right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we will know that obedience to your word is the absolute thing. We'll never know why you loved us. We'll never know why you died on that old rugged cross. But God, we thank you to know, oh God, that you did not have to stay there. But you did. You said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We thank you for the blood that still works. We thank you for the blood that still flows. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, loose all their guilty stains. God, we confess. We pray that you tear down generational curses. God, any attacks of the enemy, even things in our own hearts, God, we pray, oh God, that you have your way. Father, even the bereaved families that are going through the Murphy family, oh God, we pray for them. the Pacheco family, oh God, and the Strozier family, oh God, and all these families that are going through bereavement right now. Remind them that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Father God, we thank you. We bless you, oh God. Even right now, we bless your name because you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think of. Help us, oh God, that you will continue to order our steps, that we will continue to seek after you, that we will continue to seek you for direction, seek you for guidance, seek you for wisdom. God, help us not to lean onto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. God, we love you. We bless you. For it's in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Let everybody say amen. 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 Social distance.